Do women find men with bald heads to be more or less attractive than their haired counterparts? Maitland.
To quote Hot Wings, it depends.
on what?
I guess on their facial structure. I think if you're bald and you have like really deep set eyes or like a really sunken in face, you kind of look like a movie villain. Okay. But if you look like Vin Diesel or Chris Daughtry, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. I was going to say, do they look like Uncle Fester or do they look, you know, do they look like Jason Statham?
This is perfect because what you're saying proves the point or is on the same side as the point I had been planning to make. And that is this, because a study of 2000 women about which features they found most attractive in men. What was the most desirable, by the way?
Of all traits or just are we talking hair?
Men. So all traits of men.
Eyes.
Number one most desirable trait in a man.
Dad bod.
No, muscular physique.
Yeah. Dad bod's more popular than it used to be, but it's not the most popular yet.
Number two was bald head.
What?
Now, Jessica Leone, the spokeswoman for Illicit Encounters, who commissioned the study, said that attractiveness is in the eye of the beholder. But then they go on in the article to talk about, these sexy bald-headed men that are changing the opinions. And they use Jason Statham and The Rock and Vin Diesel as their examples. Well, those are all Hollywood movie stars.
Yeah, what about a guy just named Fred?
Yeah.
Fred is a bald guy name.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Is Right Said Fred, is he bald?
He was bald. Right Said Fred.
That's where my mind goes.
The theory, by the way, is that men with a bald head, the reason it does so well is because it gives off a sense of, they said, a sense of a socially mature, intelligent, and educated person who people tend to apply honesty to those who are bald, even though no one necessarily knows why people have their theory compared to those who have a full head.
Confidence. Yeah. What about confidence?
Confidence. Yeah. That's what the people who, when they asked why a bald head is popular, they said it is the confidence that bald head basically that they approach their life with, because it's like, this is me. Take it or leave it.
So early what we learned, hair is where men keep their lies.
Sounds like it, Maitland.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, and I think when at some point when it becomes obvious that the man is lying to himself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think once you have less than half, it should just all go, like, hair-wise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's Jason Statham. He's not bald. Like, if you look, you can see that he's got fuzz a little bit. But he, at some point, he went, you know what? It's half gone. Boom. And it makes him look really good.
Mm.
Okay. They have the rest of their standings, if you will.
Okay.
Or the responses for most attractive features on men. Number one was a muscled physique. Number two is bald head. That's 42% for muscular physique. Bald head was 40. What's next?
Smarts, brains.
I think these are all physical.
Oh, okay.
Eyes.
What color eyes?
Blue
eyes was third.
Which is crazy because I love brown eyes. I just love a guy with brown eyes and dark hair. It's like immediately, especially if it's dark brown hair and light brown eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
What's third or fourth?
A good smile.
No, this has to do with hair as well.
Oh, does it?
But not head hair.
A full,
body hair?
Chest hair?
Oh,
chest hair? Full bush?
A beard.
Oh. Mm.
Again, same with hair, especially like balding and knowing when to like shave it. Same with beards. Some people cannot grow a beard and they try so hard and they look so scraggly. And it's like, if you just shaved your face or if you just trimmed your beard to make it look like the jawline and actually lined it up right, like go to a barber and have them clean you up.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about me?
No. No, not at all.
Because that's how I view my era of the beard. A poor mistake. A beard, 36%. Dark hair was fifth, 31%. Curly hair after that.
My roommate and I were just talking about this last night when we both were sitting on Hinge, just kind of flipping through, like, kind of playing just smash or pass, whatever. But I was like, I feel like I don't really trust blonde guys. She was like, yeah, I wouldn't. This guy's blonde. I wouldn't trust him with my drink. And I was like, what is that? Like, yeah, same.
Douche quotient.
Yeah, I don't really trust blonde guys.
Is it because?
But most of my family is blonde, so I don't know where that comes from. Mm,
yeah.
Maybe you're looking inward.
But yeah, if I saw a blonde guy in the wild standing next to like a tall, dark, and handsome guy, I'd be like, tall and dark.
So like platinum blonde? Or like just my kind of blonde?
Lighter than yours.
Because mine's not really blonde. Like it, people
you're
say
light
blonde,
brown.
But it's light brown. Yeah.
It used to be blonder, but.
It did?
Yeah, I think a little bit.
In the summer when I
first
got
all of our, I think it's pretty common. Most of you guys, just before we start graying, it gets a little darker.
Mine used
like my
to be
dad's
like
got
white.
Really dark.
There's just, there's something fratty about towhead blonde guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Like fratty Nazi vibes.
Green eyes, 21%. Hairy chest, 18%. 10% of respondents said they prefer men with tattoos. 7% were a fan of piercings.
Love all those things. Yeah.
Again, benefits of being bald. Bald men are seen as dominant, honest, educated, intelligent, high levels of diplomacy, low levels of aggression. I don't look at bald with low levels of aggression. Mm-mm. They seem like the ones who go to the bar to look for a fight. That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up thinking of skinheads.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, skinheads are so chill.
Yeah.
Right?
It was like tough guys, typically.
Yeah, I've made so many jokes about bald guys. I've kind of like pulled back on it because at the Jack White concert a couple weeks ago, there were so many, you know, walking penises and beige crayons in the crowd that I was like cracking up and laughing. And one of them walked up to me. He was so attractive. And he said, "Oh, man, I love the show. Sad that you don't like bald guys." I literally was like, "What are you talking about? You're so fine." And he goes, "You've made so many jokes about bald guys. I hesitated even walking up to you." I was like, "You're the sexiest beige crayon I've ever seen." Yeah. I was like, "I want to turn you over and start writing down the things I want in life with you." And so, did not like that.
Really?
No, he was laughing. It was fine. He's like, "See what I'm saying? This is why I was afraid to talk to you." And I got to, I got to stop thinking like that. Maybe bald guys are where it's at.
This text from the 269. I have longer black hair, a big nose. I'm tan, some muscle, and a fupa. Hazel eyes. How ugly am I? You want to do that bit? How ugly am I?
Yeah.
You tell us. You describe yourself. We'll tell you how ugly you are.
Go down that list again.
Longer black hair, a big nose, tan, some muscle, a fupa, and hazel eyes. How ugly am I? LOL.
I don't know. You sound like you could be a mixed bag. Like one of those people that's so ugly you're hot. Or so hot
like
you're ugly.
The sum of the parts is ends up being great. Even though the parts didn't make a great recipe together.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't know. I mean, it's subjective when you say big nose.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because there are people who have those like bigger noses that like a Greek nose, I guess is what you'd call it, right? Isn't that what they say? Like
a Roman nose.
That's one of the ways people say it. That's
and I
more
think
appropriate.
That's so hot. Yeah. I love that. I'm like, those dominant features are so sexy to me. Like Hunter
Schafer. A lot of people do that. I don't know who that is.
She's like the big, she's like a trans artist and she was, or actress.
Okay.
She was in Euphoria. Mm-hmm. She was in Zendaya's best friend in Euphoria. My God. Her whole bone structure. I'm just like, good Lord.
Yeah.
You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen.
This text about bald guys. Most of us went bald or stayed bald after the military. We don't go looking for fights, but we're not afraid if we find one. That's, I think that's pretty true. That's a better way to say it.
Yeah. Just don't wear a turtleneck.
Oh, then you're a villain.
Otherwise, yeah, you'll just look like some Mitchum.
Looks like Steve Jobs.
Like, yeah, you don't want to look like a roll-on.
Text from Buffalo. Blonde guys are villains, huh? Well, blonde chicks are dumb, Maitland. Signed, a hurt bald guy.
Did I ever claim to be smart?
Bald, goatee, glasses, blue eyes, chubby but muscular, dad jokes for days. How ugly am I, this person says.
Not at all.
Again, hard to say.
I don't think that's ugly at all.
This one.
That's
what
so
about
charming
a man with
attractive.
A what about a man with a money piece? What's a money piece?
A little beard strap, right?
That's what. That nope. It's where you have your like two front pieces are like lighter or different color
that's
than
right.
the rest
you
of
just,
your hair.
You just taught us that last week, didn't you?
A man has that. If it's natural, I would think it'd be fine. But if it was applied like on purpose, I think you'd look like a douche.
That's at least money piece on women. I have heard it. I feel like Kelly might be onto something.
No, you're right.
Okay.
This text, the fact that height was not number one on that list proves that the list is bunk. Signed, every woman.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. I've dated people shorter than me.
Yeah.
The right attitude. You can do anything.
If it was two equal things and one was a little taller than you and one was, you know, like Steve.
A little shorter.
you know, sleeping in an M&M's bag. which one are you going to pick?
They have the same personality and everything. Like, yeah, everything's same.
The same. Yep. It's just a big and small version, like twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We're talking men?
In this case, yeah.
Probably a taller one, yeah.
Yeah. But what if you like M&M's?
Shorter, yeah. For sure.
There you go.
I'm going for that peanut.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah.